From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, December the 11th through Sunday, December 13th. I'm Philip Grant. John Farrow is reporting in the Poughkeepsie Journal that a CSX locomotive with a fuel leak caught fire on Friday, December the 11th in Kingston. Local firefighters put out the blaze in Port Hewitt. CSX spokesman Rob Doolittle said, and I quote, "There are no hazardous materials on the train and no damage to any of the freight," end quote. A CSX environmental contractor cleaned the diesel fuel spill from the train that was carrying 3 locomotives and 97 cars containing automobiles. WHUC reported that Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett announced his support for Ulster County Sheriff P.J. Van Blarkum's call for licensed firearm owners to carry their weapons wherever they go. In a Facebook post last week, Bartlett wrote, "He has received, and I quote, many calls and inquiries," end quote, seeking his input and opinion on those comments. Bartlett denied Van Blarkum's statement was a, and I quote, "call for lawless and vigilantism." He said, "We live in a dangerous world. The threat of violence by nefarious individuals against soft targets is a growing concern. It seems only prudent that we use all appropriate means of deterring and meeting such threats, and as individuals be prepared to defend ourselves and others." I believe that was the intent of Sheriff Van Blarkum's message, and I support him on that, end quote. Rick Carlin reported at Capital Confidential that the all-too-familiar process of removing the name of a convicted lawmaker from their office doorway was in evidence at the state capitol on Friday, December the 11th, following the conviction of Dean Skelos on corruption charges. Carlin reported the name of the former Senate Republican Majority Leader was peeled off the glass entrance to his office in the Legislative Office Building earlier today, but some pictures of Skelos were still evident on the wall behind a closed door. His name was also removed from the Senate's online alphabetical listing, and his contact information was erased. Skelos was found guilty on 8 counts of using his office to secure lucrative employment opportunities for his son by a Manhattan jury on Friday. He served for 7 years as the majority leader of the state Senate. Sentencing is set for March the 3rd. The Daily Freeman reported that RUPCO, an affordable housing company, will move one of its Greene County offices to 408 Main Street in Catskill, effective January the 4th. The office will move between December the 24th and January 3rd. During that time, the agency will not be able to access files or answer client questions, and the phones will be offline until December the 31st. RUPCO currently administers more than 250 housing choice vouchers through its rental assistance program in Greene County. The program provides rental support for families who earn at or below 50% of the area median income, which is roughly $30,000 a year for a family of four. For our final story, Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that Coxsackie Athens School District voters go to the polls on Tuesday, December the 15th, to decide on a proposed $17.9 million capital project. The project to be approved is intended to improve security at the schools, reconfigure classrooms, build a joint middle and high school library, and revitalize the district's athletic fields. It would affect both campuses and all four district buildings. The plan is believed to be eligible for 90% state aid, district officials said. If approved, property taxes would increase 33 cents per $1,000 of a property's assessed value. For an average home assessed at $100,000, that would mean a $33 increase in school taxes per year. The referendum would cap project spending at $17.9 million. Polls will be open at 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday at E.J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens and at Coxsackie Elementary School in Coxsackie. Absentee ballots must be received by the district no later than 5 p.m. on Tuesday. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting patchy drizzle with a slight chance of showers before 11 a.m. today, then a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. There will be patchy fog before 11 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 56 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%. For Monday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Monday night is 70%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, there will be a chance of showers, mainly before 7 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 53 degrees. On Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 7:16 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:24 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 14th day of December 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.